Governor Rick Scott is urging the federal government to continue funding the low-income pool, a $1 billion program that reimburses hospitals for treating uninsured patients. But the federal government is ready to let the program expire, says State Medicaid Secretary Justin Senior.
The federal government has definitely expressed to us a reluctance to continue to fund that portion of the low-income pool that is associated with uncompensated care delivered to people that would be picked up in a Medicaid expansion.
Senior says the state may not lose the full $1 billion, closer to $2 billion when state matching funds are added. But the impending loss of those dollars has lawmakers grappling with how to fill the gap. And one way to do it is by accepting federal funds tied to the Affordable Care Act and expand Medicaid. The Senate has expressed interest before in allowing more people into the program and is encouraged by Indiana, which recently won approval for Medicaid expansion that includes premiums and copays. Indiana officials crackled over the Senate Health Committee's video system as they discussed a 2-year process of negotiations with the federal government to get the Healthy Indiana plan approved. Local businesses and other health providers have joined together in Florida to make a stand for expansion. Tallahassee-based Marpan Recycling owner Kim Williams is part of that effort.
A healthy workforce, a healthy business, a healthy economy are all intertwined, and they all add up to equal health care, to equal a healthy state. And I think we can all agree that a healthy Florida works, which is the name of the coalition I stand with today.
A healthy Florida works is the result of the group's efforts, and it's currently shopping for a sponsor. It calls for the Medicaid expansion to be administered by a private vendor and for premiums to be based on income. Meanwhile, the Florida Chamber of Commerce has a 49-page draft bill outlining how the chamber would expand Medicaid while also restructuring the rest of the state's health care delivery system, says Florida Chamber CEO Mark Wilson.
Are harnessing innovation and health care capacity. I think everyone on this committee is familiar with the work you've done on telemedicine. We strongly support that. Also, professional capacity of health care professionals as well as medical residencies. And we have that outlined in our draft as well.
But not everyone is welcoming Medicaid expansion with open arms. The House remains reluctant to take up the issue, and Sal Nuzzo, vice president of policy for the free market-based James Madison Institute, says the chamber has good reason to be distrustful of the federal government.
Funding for Florida's low-income pool, whether it's $1.3 billion or $1.9 billion, is in jeopardy. And if they cannot be trusted to extend a program that assists poor and uninsured Floridians, how then can anyone conclude that we should trust that the federal government is going to cover the cost of Medicaid expansion?
The House's reluctance has foiled Medicaid expansion for 2 years now. In 2013, Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron came up with a proposal to pull down the federal funds and steer the expansion population, mostly low-income single adults, into private plans. State Medicaid Secretary Justin Senior says that plan could have gotten federal approval. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.